Today's daf of Mitzia, daf Nun Gimel. As we continue Perek HaZahav, and we have to the two dots on Nun Beis Mabeis, V'nosna L'maiser Sheni. V'nosna L'maiser Sheni says the Gemara that, even though we were discussing yesterday, certain coins that get rubbed out over time, and they are worth less than they were originally worth, one can still, and therefore you have to take off some value when you use them for transactions. But when it comes to Maiser Sheni, you don't have to worry about it. Just use it for Maiser Sheni, meaning be poda, and switch the kedusha onto the money. Don't worry about it. She'enu ela nefesh ra'a, because me'ikar adin, they are good coins. It's just people who are somewhat stingy. They are medaktik about the value, but really me'ikar adin, they're okay, and therefore you could use it for Maiser Sheni. Remember a couple of days ago when we discussed the machlokas Rambam, whether there's a separate mitzvah of eating Maiser Sheni, right? This was the first mitzvah that the Ramban said that the Rambam left out, the first one, and we discussed the lumdus behind that. Is Maiser Sheni more similar to eating karbanos, or more similar to eating other manas kahuna? Right, that was the lumdus of the mitzvah samelach, that we discussed that. Okay, so Amar Papa. Papa says, Shvamina, you see from the Mishnah, Haiman demukim azuzei, mikri nefesh ra. Somebody who stands up for his money, every cent, every shekel, every little value, mikri nefesh ra, is called a nefesh ra'a, v'hanimilihu desagilu. As long as you can use it. If you can't use the money, then you can stand up and say, it's worthless to me. But if it's usable, so then standing up for your money, mukim azuzei, is called a nefesh ra'a. The Rishonim discuss what exactly is Rav Papa adding that the Mishnah didn't say. Right, the Mishnah called him a nefesh ra'a, and now Rav Papa says, shma mina, he's called a nefesh ra'a. So just to mention too, the Rashba says, maybe the chiddush of Rav Papa is that somebody is a nefesh ra'a only if he doesn't accept it at all. But if he accepts it for less amount of money, so maybe that's not a nefesh ra'a, maybe that's understandable. Kamash v'lan, then no, you should accept it for the regular amount of money, and if you don't, you're still called, it's allowed, but it's still a nefesh ra'a, right? Give a little flexibility. It's not so much that's worth different. The Ritva says a little different. He says, you might have thought nefesh ra'a means that because the person who does this is called nefesh ra'a, but still the person giving it shouldn't give it l'chalchila, because it is worth less. Kamash b'lan, the person giving it is allowed to give it, and it's the other one is called an nefesh ra'a. There's no problem with giving it though in the first place. Messiah little chizkiyah. Let's continue. So the Gemara says maybe this is all the fact that you could use it for Maaser Sheni is a proof to chizkiyah. To Amar chizkiyah, ba lafarta parta b'shavya, ba lachalala mechalala b'yafe. That's Chizkiyah's statement. When you come to change money, balafart, if you're trying to get it into smaller coins, part of Bishabya, you have to only take the value of what exactly it's worth. Let's say you have a coin that's usually worth 4, and because it got rubbed out now, because now it's only worth 3, then you only can get 3 as change for it, because that's Shabya, that's what it's worth now. But balachalala, but if you're being mechalala, you're changing the Kedusha from the fruit onto the money, mechala biyafe. So then you could be mechala using the entire amount of the coin. So my kamar. So what exactly? How do we connect the two halves of Chizkiyah's statement? Hachi kamar. We meant like this. Afal pi kishabala parta parta b'shavya kshuhu mechalala mechala biyafe. Even though when you have to be parated and change it for less than the real amount, when you're mechala, when you deconsecrate it, then you're allowed to be mechala b'yafe using the whole coin. Ask the Gemara, Lameimer, is this to tell me the Sava Chizkiya the mezalzalina b'maiser sheni? Are you allowed to be mezalzal and maiser sheni, meaning take a lot of maiser sheni fruit and put it onto a coin which really is worth less? Therefore, when you get to Yerushalayim, you know you're only going to be able to buy less amount. It's a disgrace to maiser sheni. Is that really what we say? We have a Chizkiya, but didn't Chizkiya make a different statement which reflects that people take Maaser Sheni very seriously? What's that? Maaser Sheni Shein Bo Sheva Pruta, and this is what the Gemara is going to discuss on today's daf. Maaser Sheni does not have a Sheva Pruta. Let's say you have a one plum. That's probably worth a Sheva Pruta. Let's say you have one grape. One tiny amount of Maaser Sheni money. It's not worth a Sheva Pruta. Omer, so are you allowed to, is it toface? Could you switch the kedusha of this less than a Sheva Pruta Meiser Sheni Antamani. So Omer, Hu v'chumsho mechulel amos harishonos. What you're allowed to say is it and its chomesh. What's a chomesh? So we know the halacha is, we discussed this last week or so when we're talking about harama, that if somebody, if the owner themselves redeemed their own meiser sheni money, they have to add on 25%. What we call in halacha a chomesh, right? A fifth. So let's say somebody has a very small amount of meiser sheni. So says Chizkiah, you can't be mechaled onto money by itself, but let's say you have meiser sheni that you took off last week. Right, last week. So you use Meiser Sheni, but you didn't fill up the coin with Meiser Sheni. Let's say you have a whole shekel's worth of, a 100 shekel worth of Meiser Sheni. You have a 100 shekel bill. And you had a 70% of Meiser, not a bill, coin. Let's say you have a, whatever coin, a 100 shekel coin, if it was such a thing. And you have 70 shekel of Meiser Sheni. You have machal the kedusha onto the coin. So you have 30 shekel on the coin that's still empty, that you can still use. Chizki is chiddish. If Meiser Sheni is worth a Shavah Pruta, you could put it onto a Meiser Sheni coin that you already started using last week. You can't do it by itself, but if you already have it from before, you could add on. That's Chizkiah's statement. Again, Meiser Sheni Sheim Bo Shavah Pruta, Omer Hu V'chum Shomuchul Amol Sarishonos, it and its Chomesh are deconsecrated onto the earlier money. Why? Why do we say that's possible to do? Because nobody is ever exact with their money. Meaning, when people change over Kedusha, Meiser Sheni, onto money, they always do extra money. They always give a big coin and do Meiser Sheni. They always make sure it's covered. So what do you see from that statement of Chizki? That people take Meiser Sheni very seriously. They're mechabed the mitzvah. They're not mezalzel on the mitzvah. So how can Chizki, what's the kasha? How can Chizki say first that when you are mechala Meiser Sheni, you're mechala biyafeh, meaning you don't take it so seriously. Even though you have a coin that got rubbed out, you still throw a lot of money onto it. And here we see EF shalasam semosav, that people take it very seriously. They use extra money just to make sure that they're covered with Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara answers, my biyafeh betores yafeh. What does yafeh mean when it says in the first statement of Chizkiah that when you deconsecrate it, you're mechala biyafeh? That means betores yafeh. What does that mean? The trezili lo mezalzalin on bay. People aren't mezalzal in it doubly. Meaning, even if someone uses a rubbed out coin for Meiser Sheni usage, they use the rubbed out coin, we assume, and we're allowed to assume, that they put the full amount of Kedusha's Meiser Sheni fruit on it, and therefore when he gets to Yerushalayim, it's going to be changeable for the full amount of the fruit. Because if the mocher of fruit in Yerushalayim gets this coin, and he sees it's used for Meiser Sheni, he knows that people aren't mezalzel in it. And therefore, it must be that there's a lot of this, the whole value was used, and that's what it means b'taras yafeh. That's how we work out Chizkiah. Period. That's how Rashi seems to read the Gemara. There are other ways to read the Gemara about Trezili. That's how Rashi seems to read the Gemara. There's a big discussion whether Chizkiah's din here is a din to Oraisa or a din to Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to discuss it a little more on Amud Aleph. But there's an interesting diyuk of the Torah Zroim. Torah Zrav, Rav Karmanshik, Talmud of the Brisker Rav, and Chaim in Meseches Maaser Sheni. Pramachik is medayik in a Rambam. Pramachik is medayik in a Rambam. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Meiser Sheni, Dim ein b'chom sho shave pruta, ein lo din kedushas Meiser Sheni klal midaraisa ela midivrehem. If Meiser Sheni, if the chomish of Meiser Sheni, we'll get to that in my focus later on, if the chomish of Meiser Sheni, meaning if the Meiser Sheni is a very small amount, then it does not have kedushas Meiser Sheni midaraisa. Only midirabana. Right, relates to what I just mentioned, the Ritva. The Ritva, the Rishonim here discussed, the Ritva here is two deos, whether this is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Chizki is din. That you could take less than a pruta's worth of Meiser Sheni and be mechalal it onto money. So he quotes, V'yesha pireish, some say, says the Ritva, the midaraisa in pachas mishav a pruta tofes pidyom klal. Some say it's all d'rabbanan. But li nira, but lo nira, di midaraisa in lo pidyom, lo nafek l'chulin, hechi mistachni rabbanan la fuke l'chulin. Miga midi di midaraisa kidesh rabbanan mashvi l'chulin? Elavada chizkiya daraisa. So 2 days whether the din of chizkiya is a din daraisa or a din rabbanan. But the Torah Zran discusses that the Rambam holds that it does not have kedushas maishar sheni daraisa elamid rabbanan. But if you look in the context of the various Rambams involved, it seems like there is some type of chalos daraisa. There is no kedushas maaser sheni regarding achila, but there seems to be a chalos daraisa. Says the Torah Zram, according to the Rambam, it seems to be a chalos of Ma'aser Sheni Daraisa, even without a kedushas Ma'aser Sheni Daraisa. I mean, you could eat the fruit, it's not called the rest of the grain, it's not called tevel anymore. All trumas and ma'asers were taken off of this, even though it was less than a sheva pruta, but it does not have the kedusha. Again, he brings other rayas as part of a larger piece, but that is the chiddush of the Torah Sron in the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. By the way, today's daf we're going to have two shas topics coming up. So it's not just going to be Azov, it's going to be two general topics. Ha Gufa, five lines to the bottom. Omer Chizkiya, Ma'aser Sheni Shein Bo Sheva Pruta. Omer Hu V'chum Shem Mechol Amos Rishono. So Chizkiya said, if you have Ma'aser Sheni that's very little, then you could say it and its Chomesh, its fifth, can be Mechulal, deconcentrated on the money that I had used previously, and there's still free space on it. It's like a disc. Right, you use a CD, you use up some of the memory. So, but there's still you used it already. But you can still put more on. There's still room there. So too with the coin, there's still room there. If EF sharp low, the other one times him osa, because people aren't so medactic about it. That is the chiddush of Chizkiya. You can always redeem. There's always room to redeem. So meisve, is that really true that there's always room for redeem? There's a Mishnah in Maseches Challah that says as follows. Challah is also in Bikurim. Hatshruma v'Bikurim. This Mishnah is going to discuss the differences between contrasting Truma and Bikurim versus Ma'aser Sheni. What are the differences between Truma and Bikurim versus Ma'aser Sheni? We know Bikurim is a type of Truma, right? It's called Truma in the Torah. Truma, Bikurim, Challah. So, says the Mishnah, Hashuma v'Bikurim chayav in alei misa. If a Zar or a Kohen who is Tameh eats Truma or Bikurim, b'mezid, he is chayav misa. V'chomesh. And if it is a zar who eats it b'shogeg, it's chayav v'chomesh, it's chayav to pay an extra fifth. V'asurim lazarim. And it is asur to a zar. But a zar is not allowed to eat truma and bikurim, again, unlike Ma'aser Sheni, which is mutter to zarim in Yerushalayim. We'll get back to that line. V'hei nichse kohen. Truma and bikurim are considered the assets of the kohen. Right, so what is this? Whenever you say, "Oh, it's yours," what's always the litmus test to get married with? Right, a kohen could use truma and bikurim to get married. So it's interesting if you think about it. Let's say a kohen is marrying a Yisraelis. So the second before that he gives it to her, it's useless to her, right? Because she can't eat truma, but it's like von keechad, kind of like she comes, she gets married, and all of a sudden at that moment, midaraisa, she could eat this partake of this truma and bikurim. V'hei nechse kohen va'olim be'echad u'me'ya. And how much do you need to be mevatel truma and bikurim? How much do you need to be mevatel? So you need 1 in 100. Most things are batel barov or batel bashishim. Truma and bikurim are 1 in 100. Meaning, if some truma falls in to 99 chulin, then the whole thing is called medume and it's asur to a zar. If it's 1 to 100, then the whole thing is batel. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Rov Rishonim hold that it is a din de rabbanan. Look at the second Tosfos. Va'ola be'echad u'meya. B'sefri darish, it's a medrash, but most of them is an asmachta. Mi mikdasho mi menu, de truma ola be'echad u'meya. Va'arlo v'kilei akarim be'echad u'masayim. Arlo and kilei akarim are 1 in 200. De mitoch shekafal yisur or kafal aliyaso. That's the medrash. The asmachta ba'almahu. Says Tosfos, it's an asmachta. De mida oraisa truma va'arlo v'kilei akarim betelim berov b'yavesh. U'balach b'shishim. Kishari Surim. Mida Araisa, you always have Rov, the majority, or if it's something that gives off taste and it's a liquid, is Batal Bashishim. As we mentioned yesterday, 60. But that is the din according to most Rishonim. If you look at the Rabbi Kiva Ege here in the Gilui Nashas, says Ayin Rashi and Menachas, because Rashi there in Menachas says this is a din Araisa. Right, seems to say that the din of Bittel Bimeya, the Echad, for Truma and for Arlan Kalei Kerem is a din d'araisa. That's the Rabbi Kiva Eger's Ha'ara. But again, most Rishonim hold that it's a din d'rabbanan. Continuing the Mishnah, so it's Olo Be'echad U'meya, V'te'unin Rechitzas Yadayim, and Chazal mandated washing your hands before eating Truma. We know midrabbanan, our hands have the status of a Shnios Latuma, secondary, right? There's Av, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Ravi. So a Sheni, our hands are considered Shnios Latuma, and if our hands touch Truma, it can become a Shlishi. If our hands touch Chulin, it's nothing. Shnios Latuma cannot affect Chulin. A sheni latuma could affect truma. Truma could become a shlishi, and hektish could become a revi. Those are the two lowest levels of, or highest levels, depending on how you look at it, of truma. So before one eats truma and bikurim, one has to wash their hands. One does not have to wash their hands before eating ma'aser sheni. V'harev shemesh, and if somebody is a tful yom, a whole mesechta in shas, if somebody is a tful yom and they went to the mikvah and they have to wait till sunset to become tahar, sunset is needed for truma and bikurim, right? It's the first mishnah in shas. Me'emes ha'koneh shvah ba'arvis, mishash ha'koneh mechasim l'achol trumasan. When you can say ma'arev, when the koneh go to eat truma at night. Meiser Shani, you could already eat after the mikvah in that afternoon, right? You don't have to wait till the night. Harev Shemesh, Harev Elu, Truma Bikurim, Mashenkin Meiser. All these cases apply to all these dinim apply to Truma and Bikurim and not to Meiser. Before we get to the diuk, let's talk about one phrase, an important phrase that we shouldn't talk about. Va'asurim Lazarim, right? The Mishnah said it's also to Zarim, so the Rishonim asked for a minute. We just said 2 words ago that if a Zar eats it, the Chayim Misa. So wouldn't you know that it's also to a Zar? Right, it's not going to be mutter and chayim misa. So what is that? Those 2 words asa lazurim telling us? So Rashi says it's lav dafka. Rashi says it's just there to teach me that by ma'aser sheni it's mutter lachanchila tazarim. It's just the contrast because ma'aser sheni you don't want to think that it's usur, but there's no misa. You don't want to think that. So it says usur lazurim here, so you can have the contrast of mutter lazurim by ma'aser sheni. Tosva says that works here, but the top Tosva says umihu, second line. But Mesechas Chala Masinu Lefarsho Hachi, right? In Mesechas Chala, you cannot interpret it this way because it says Asa Lazarim there with no Seifa. You don't have a contrast of Meiser Sheni that you could say, oh, it's here because of the contrast. So what is this phrase Asa Lazarim teaching me? What does Tosva say? Last word on the fourth line. V'yesh Lomar Kedefarsh B'Yerushalmi. V'asurim Lazarim Afilu Chatzi Shir. Even chatzi shir, even a half a kizayis of truma and bikurim is asur for a zar. O dal raisa, o de rabbanan. De pligir of Yochanan Reish Lakish, Mepharek Basu de Yuma. If you look in Masechas Yuma, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalid, there's a machlokas there of Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether chatzi shir is asur dal raisa or asur de rabbanan. Meaning, we know that I'm not allowed to eat a treif. I can't eat treif, I can't eat shkatzim, I can't eat nevela, treifa, I can't eat things that are not kosher. What about eating half a kazayas of treif? What about half a kazayas of treif? So is that asr too? So that's machlokas. If Yochanan holds it's asr mida oraisa. You just don't get the punishment for chatzi shir, but it's still asr daraisa. And Reish Lakish says, what are you talking about? Mida oraisa, you can eat a half a kazayas of pig. Mida oraisa, it's not nechshav daraisa. Mida rabbanan, you can't. But mida oraisa, you can. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzi shir is asr daraisa. But there are two deyos, there are two sources in the Gemara given there in Yuma Ayin Dalad. One is a svara, one's a pasuk. One says kol chelev, any chelev, even a tiny amount, one the pasuk. Or the other svara is chazi le'itztarufe. It's combinable. Because this half a kazayas that you're eating now is combinable, so that's why it's asr daraisa. Does that mean literally combinable? Or does it mean because it's combinable that itself gives it a certain chashivas? Right? The Achronim talk about the great case of eating half a kazayas of chametz with 10 seconds left to Pesach. Or eating something with 10 seconds left to Yom Kippur. So it's not combinable. It is impossible to be able to eat a whole shear in this situation. So would Rabbi Yochanan agree in that case that it's Durabanan? Or do we say, no, it doesn't mean that it's literally combinable. It just means that inherently it's combinable and therefore it shows a chashivas to this amount. And even when you eat a whole shear, you ate 2 half a shears. So that is a big discussion. The Achronim discuss also, how do we look at the Isser of Chatzi Shear? Again, we could spend the whole shear on this, but just to mention a little bit. And that is whether Chatzi Shear is what we call an Isser Klali or an Isser Prati. Isser Klali, meaning when when the Torah says Kol Chelev or Chazi L'Sarufe, is that a new independent Isser? Isser Klali? It's a general Isser. And therefore, if I would eat a Chatzi Shear, if I would sit down to a meal and eat a half a kazayas of treif, half a kazayas of pig, half a kazayas of nevela, half a kazayas of pigol, half a kazayas of all these things, am I doing the same avera? Am I doing the same avera every time? Or that would be klali. Or do I say no, iser prati, which means once the Torah was machadesh, that iser chatzi shir is aser, so then that is an expansion of the original avera. And when I eat a half a kazayas of pigol, I'm eating pigol. And when I eat a half a kazayas of nevela, I'm eating nevela. So that is a big discussion that appears in many machlokos. Just to mention one beautiful machlokos we've shown him, which seems to obviously be connected to this. we know you're not allowed to make a shvua. I swear that I will not eat treif. Right, that shvua is meaningless, right? Because you're already what's called mushma v'yomim me'er Sinai. Wonderful, you swore you're not going to eat treif. You know, you're not allowed to eat treif anyway, even without your shvua. What if I swear that I will not eat a chatzi shir of treif? We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Daraisa. But what if I swear that I'm not going to eat a chatzi shir of treif? The Rashba says the shvua is chal. The Rashba said the shvua is. I think the Rambam. I have to make sure I'm not mixing it up. Achokas Rashba and the Rambam says the Rashba. I'm sorry, the opposite. The shvua. The Rashba says shvua is lo chala afilo al iser chatzi shir. That's what the Rashba says in Shuvah Tafresh Yud Vav. Lo yirati l'sof daitecha. V'mashu amr dafilu l'may tekaim l'chad yishir daraisa shvua chala alay. V'yahefach b'gemara. The Rashba says that a shvua cannot be chala on Yisr Chaz Yishir. You're already mushma v'yomen me'ar Sinai. And the Rambam, Hilcha shvua is hei zayin, it is chal. Shvua shelo ochal kol shehu min nevelos v'treifas. V'yochal pachos v'kizayis chayiv b'shvua. Shaharei eino mushbal chatzi shir me'ar Sinai. Ask all the Achronim, but the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi shir is also midaraisa. So what do you mean you're not mushbal v'yomeid? The answer is because the Rambam holds as Mr. Klali. It's not a prati. It's not, and you're only considered mushbal v'yomeid on the Isser pratis, not on the Isser klali. That's the added chiddush, but that is the machlokas, the shita in the Rambam. Another machlokas, does the Isser chatzi shir apply to Malacha Shabbos? Also a major machlokas we've shown him in Klal Gadol, right? Let's say I plow a half, whatever the shear is. Certain Malach Chorish might not have a shear. But let's say I'm a Vashel, a half a shear. I'm Borer, half a shear. Machlokas we've shown him where the principle of Chatzi Shear applies to Malach HaShabbos. So again, if it's an Isser Klali, why not? It should apply to everything. If it's an Isser Prati, it could be that it applies to specific Averis, not other Averis. Maybe because of Malachat Machsheves Asra Torah, Chatzi Shear is not going to apply. So it could be different Chilukim. Either way, our Tosfos says that the phrase Asur Lazarim in the Mishnah is coming to include the Isser of Chatzi Shear by Truman Bikurim. Okay, now we get back to the Diyuk of the Gemara. I'm sorry, in Hilcha Shabbos. Yeah. In Hilcha Shabbos, there are, right, sometimes there are discussions Zoraya, whether it's a, well, Choresh and Zoraya are unique discussions, right, those two. Once you start those two. But there is big discussions whether certain times there's something called a Chatzi Shir, or whether it's even deeper, whether it's a Chatzi Malacha. Like an Akir without a Hanacha, that's a Chatzi Malacha. That's not a Malacha. That's not just a Chatzi Shir. Sorry, and Lifnei Iver, we discussed it. Right, fourth line. So again, the Mishnah says that Shuman Bikurim are Batel, unlike Meiser. So Mai Masha Inkim and Meiser, what does it mean that Meiser is not Batel in 1 to 100? Lav Mechal de Meiser Batel Beruba. So doesn't that mean Pashas that Meiser is regular Bittel? Bittel Beruf. But via Misa with the Chizkiya, if we really hold that Chizkiya, again, what are we talking about? If we hold that Chizkiya, that even a tiny amount of Meiser Sheni could be redeemed onto money, so if we hold that Chizkiya, so why should Bittel ever take place? For Meiser Sheni. We say Meiser Sheni is about the Baroh. Havi le davar sheyesh lamatirin. V'chol davar sheyesh lamatirin afilu be'elaf lo batel. Again, a huge sugya. This is something that has a heter. We know there's a principle called davar sheyesh lamatirin. Something that's going to be mutter anyway, Chazal say, don't let bittel work. This is a din d'rabanan. Darai said is batel. But Chazal say, you know what? If it's going to become mutter anyway, why rely on bittel? That is Rashi's explanation of the din. Rashi in Beit Zadav Gimel. So Rashi says, look, let's say chametz falls in. So it's going to become mutter anyway tomorrow. So why should it be batel now? Or the Gemara in Beitza shenolda biyantif. Right. So the egg that got laid on yantif got mixed up with 1,000 other eggs. So we say it should be batel. So the Gemara says, what? It's going to be mutter anyway tomorrow. So just might as well wait. Just wait a day. Then you won't have to rely on bittel. So the principle is by a devashish lamatirin, bittel does not kick in. So according to Chizkiya, you can always redeem the Meiser Sheni onto a little money. So therefore, why do we say that Bittul would take place? You should say, no Bittul takes place. Kashan Chizkiya. So we'll get back to the Rishon Lezion and after. Let's just try to do some Gemara first. Umimai da ma she'enkin me'meiser debata baruba, debol lo bato klal. Maybe it's the opposite diak. Truma and Bikurim are batel in 1 in 100. Maybe Meiser is not batel at all. Maybe it's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. The Gemara says, "Lo mazes amar hachi." You can't suggest that. So the gabi truma chumri de truma ktani, kuli de truma lo ktani. Because the Mishnah is giving the stringencies of truma, not the leniencies of truma. So it wouldn't fit into the list. Aye, v'haka tani v'hei nechse kohen. Aye, but doesn't the Mishnah say v'hei nechse kohen? That's a kula of truma. The kohen can use it for his marriage. So much lo sagadaydach. No, still, we have another source that says beferish is the that it is batal. The Tanya Behedya, the Brisa says, Ma'aser sheni batal beruba. Ma'aser sheni is batal. Ubeizer ma'aser sheni amru. And what's ma'aser sheni are we talking about? But ma'aser she'in bo sheva pruta. By ma'aser that does not have a sheva pruta. Or v'shenichlas Yerushalayim beyetze. That when ma'aser sheni that was taken into Yerushalayim and went out of Yerushalayim. We'll have to get back to that. The second phrase. But either way, the first phrase, what does this Brisa say? It says beferish. That ma'aser sheni is subject to the laws of bittul. So ask the Gemara, v'im isa le dechizkiya, and if we hold that chizkiya, that even less than a pruta could be redeemed onto money that you used previously. Levele le dechizkiya, why don't you go like chizkiya? V'necho le'amos rishonos, and be mechalit on the earlier ma'aser sheni money. Right, this Mishnah is a kasvan, this Brisa and Mishnah is a kasvan chizkiya. Answers the Gemara, de lo parik. Maybe he has no other Ma'aser Sheni coins that he used in the earlier. Lo Park, he has no other coins. So that's why, as we said, Chizki doesn't allow you to do it just with this less than Sheva Pruta. He doesn't have any other coins. So Gemara says, let him make new coins. V'nesi Ma'aser de Islay v'nitzrafinu. So let him bring some Ma'aser Sheni fruit of his and v'nitzrafinu and combine it. Right? Why don't you let him do that? So Gemara says, no. Do Raiso d'Rabbanan lo mitztarfi. No, really, any other Ma'aser Sheni fruit that he's going to bring is going to be Mechulal Mida Oraisa. That's Ma'aser Sheni Daraisa. It's going to be Mechulal the money. But this fruit, that the Ma'aser Sheni that got mixed in, that's less than a Sheva Pruta, that's only Durabanan. That's only Durabanan. Mida Oraisa, it's Batel. Remember, Mida Oraisa, this is Tosfos Israya. Tosfos, what Tosfos said before, that the whole din of Bittel Be'echad Umeya is only Durabanan. Mida Oraisa, everything's Batel. So you can't combine something that's Daraisa or something that is Durabanan. Period. V'nesi demai. Okay, so combine two drabanans. Bring some demai. What's demai? Demai also, a masechta in Zraim. Demai is when I buy produce from an am ha'aretz that I'm not sure if all the maisers were taken off. Right? Truma gadola, they're scared of. So they take off truma gadola. But maiser rishon, they don't. Trumas maiser, which is in maiser rishon, they don't. Maiser sheni, they don't. So when I bring some demai. So that's also midrabanan only. It's only a chiyuv drabanan because most amei arets do take off. So Gemara says, no, dimla asi lasuyi vaidai. We won't allow you to bring demai because you might bring vada ma'aser sheni, and then it would be a problem of daraisa or drabanan. The Gemara continues, v'nesi shtei prutos v'chal alayu ma'aser bepruta umechsa v'chal alhay al hechisera. Why don't you bring two new prutas? Again, what are we trying to do here? We're persisting with our question on Chizkiyah. There are ways out, and the second we could find a way out of switching the Kedusha, then it's going to be a problem, because we're going to say that Bittul shouldn't apply, because it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So we keep suggesting ways out. So Gemara says, bring two prutos, and take Ma'aser Sheni of a pruta and a half, a pruta and a half worth of ma'aser sheni, put it on the two prutos. That leaves half a pruta on one of them, and then bimachalo this that got mixed in on that amount. Bimachalo hayal hechisera. So Gemara says no. Misavris pruta umechza tafsa shtei prutos. If you have two prutos and you're putting one and a half prutas of ma'aser sheni on two coins, you think that takes up one and a half space? No. Lo pruta tafsa pruta. V'chati pruta lo tafsa. No, if you have one and a half, putting on two, so the one fills up the one, but you can't do a plain half. That's the basic din of Chizkiyah. You can't do a plain half on a coin. That's not going to be toe-face. And therefore, hader havi le daraisa udarabanan, udaraisa udarabanan lo mitztarfi. It's still not going to work. It's daraisa and darabanan combined, and therefore it's not going to work. So, period. Lo maskana, I'm sorry, one more line. V'naisi isar. So why don't you bring an isar? An isar is a very large coin. Sorry, right? The smallest coin. Sell is the largest coin, Isar is the smallest coin. Why don't you bring an Isar, and then you could fill it up, it's smaller. So, Dumalasi, let's say, Prutos. Again, there's you might bring Prutos, so Xero, we don't want you to bring that, because then the Chilo might not occur. Lamaskana, there is no solution of redeeming. There's no way out, and therefore Chizkiyah is saved. Right? There is no way out to redeem it in this case, so Chizkiyah is saved. And that is why it is not a davar sheyesh lo matir. Period. Okay, davar sheyesh matir. If you remember, we discussed not so recently, a long time ago, Rashi Ran. That's the machlokas between davar sheyesh lo matir. What is the svara for davar sheyesh lo matir? So we mentioned the pashtus, which was Rashi in Beis Adav Beis Amud Beis or Gimel Amud Beis. Sorry, where Rashi there says, why is Why do we see Debra Shesh Matir is not Batal? Rashi says, Ho, V'yesh lo Matir in la'achar zman, lo yechlenu b'Yisrael yinei Bittal. You might as well wait. That's Rashi's Svara. The Ran in the Dharm Daf and Beis has a very different explanation of Debra Shesh Matir. And why is Debra Shesh Matir not Batal? Because, the Ran explains, Bittal only applies when there's a clash. You have something that's Usser, something that's Mutter. Some two different things. So the larger item swallows up the smaller item. You need to have a clash. But if you have two things that are very similar, then they could coexist. There's no clash, and one thing does not subsume the other one. They both retain their identities. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds in Nedarim there, Ein Dam Avatal Dam. You have the two bloods that they mix in together on Yom Kippur, the Dam of the cow and the Dam of the goat. They mix us in, and they're each still called the Dam of the goat and the Dam of the cow. So Rabbi Yehuda says, how could that be? You're mixing Dam together. The answer is, Dam and Dam are the same thing. So they're not Mavatal each other. Says the Ran, that's Dabar Sheish L'Matirin. If a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, which is an Isser that is limited in time, so that has a little bit of Heter to it. So when it falls into a lot of Heter, it's like Heter and Heter. That's why it's not Batel. Right? It's two things. It's like Min Bemino Lo Batel, says Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why it is not Batel. It's very different than Rashi. Again, many Nafkaminas given to this discussion is Chameitz a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin. So about focus Rishonim. Most Rishonim say, yes, it is, of course. It's going to be Mutter tomorrow. But the Mordechai says in Psachim, you know what? Chametz is not a Dabar Sheish L'Matir. And you know why? It's going to be Usser again next year. You wait here, it's going to be Usser again. So again, according to Rashi, you might as well wait. Of course, it's going to be Mutter. It's a Dabar Sheish L'Matir. But if you say it's something more formal, that it's a halachic heter status, so then maybe next year it has an effect. Right? Or other nafkaminas. What about if it's not something of a food item? It's something that you want to benefit from today and tomorrow. Right? The Noda Behuda has a tshuva related to this. So again, according to Rashi, you might as well wait. You can't say that svara here. You might as well wait. I want to use it today. I want to use it tomorrow. But if it's a issue of min b'mina lo batel, so then it would still be called a Dabar Sheish L'Matir. Okay, there's a lot more, but let us continue. Three lines from the bottom. The other part of the Braisa that quoted cases of Maaser Sheni that fell in that are not redeemable. What are two cases of Maaser Sheni that are not redeemable? Either less than a prutas amount or Maaser Sheni that went into Yerushalayim and went out. So where it says, V'yamai, v'lehed ben aile. What's the problem? Just bring it back in. Just bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it. So where it says, Bishan nitma, it became tamei. Became Tommy, so you can't eat it. Vinifrike, so why don't you redeem it then? Tomer Belazar, because Reb Elazar holds me nine lemaiser sheni shenitma shepodenoso afilu b'Yerushalayim. How do you know that maiser sheni that became Tame, you redeem it even in Yerushalayim? Shenemar kilo suchal seiso ve'ein seis el achila. Seiso means food, and seis, right, as it says by Yosef, shenemar vayisa mas seis meis panav. So why don't you redeem it if it became Tameh? So what is the case that we say it's not redeemable? Ella bilakuach bekesa meiser sheni. It must be that it's a case of stuff that you already bought. Stuff that you already bought with meiser sheni money. Again, you had meiser sheni in Tveria. You switched it onto money. You went to Yerushalayim with that money. You bought fruit, and that fruit became Tameh. So Gemara says, okay. Lukuach bekesa meiser sheni nami nifrgei. So redeem that too. Tisan, the Mishnah says, halakuach bekesa meiser sheni shenit b'yifteh. Right, if it became Tamei, then Chazal allow you to redeem it. What's the problem? So the Gemara answers, Kareb Yehuda, Damar Yikaver. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lakuach B'Maiser Sheni money has to be buried. So that's what the Mishnah is going, that price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that it is not redeemable. Rabbi Yehuda Mayar Yayasa Afil Yatsanami. If it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, then even if it didn't go out of Yerushalayim, if it became Tamei, you have to bury it. It's not a problem of going out. So, Ela Lo'olam B'Tahar. Here's the key line. Really, we're talking about regular Maaser Sheni. Regular Maaser Sheni. But what's the problem? Umay Yatza, D'Nafal Mechitzas. What happened? You brought Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, and then, Rachman al-Islam, there was the Churban Abayis. The walls fell down of Yerushalayim. The walls fell down, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni without the walls of Yerushalayim. So you brought it in, so it got the Kedusha, but there's nothing to do right now. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'ha'amar Rava mechitza lechol daraisa mechitzas liklo durabanan. You're right. You need walls midaraisa to eat. But the idea of the Maaser Sheni gaining kedusha because it was within the walls, that's a din durabanan. So v'chigazir rabanan or rabanan decreed that ki istru lebechitzas. Maybe Chazal only said their din that Maaser Sheni achieves kedusha, special status of not being redeemable only when there are walls. If the walls fell down, they wouldn't say their din. And therefore, you're right, you can't eat it right now because there are no walls, but maybe it should be redeemable. Lo plug Rabbana. No, Rabbana didn't make any chilukim. Bein istun l'machitzas, bein lesun l'machitzas. There are no chilukim. Period. Tosfos here says, second to last Tosfos, denafel machitzas, pirish rov machitzos. Rov machitzas fell down. Denafel miksasam, if a little bit of the walls of Yerushalayim fell down, afagav da'asel l'taltel b'shabbos, even though for Hilcha Shabbos, I'm on the bottom in Tosfos denafel, even though for Hilcha Shabbos, it might be called a Rishus Arabim, you could still have a din mechitza for kachim, even though it's not a din mechitza for Shabbos. We discussed this last week when we spoke about, are there different definitions for certain items in Kol Torah Kula, or does one definition hold? Right? We discussed tiva, zahav. Is it the same in here in Mecha Chomem Kar in other contexts? What about, so this is another example. What about mechitzos? What about, what? Sukkah, right, other examples. But here it says you need rov mechitzas that fallen down. The problem is the shita of the Rambam. Let's just finish this Gemara for a minute, and then we'll do the shita of the Rambam. So, Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, Chadak Tani, a different answer. A different answer to the whole problem of what does this phrase mean about going out of Yerushalayim. It's really one phrase. Ma'aser Sheni she'ein bo shavah pruta she'nichlas l'Yerushalayim b'yatza. It's a tiny amount of Ma'aser Sheni that went into Yerushalayim and went out. It's not two cases. So Gemara has the same shaka v'tarya. Where am I? Biyatza. Amai v'neder v'nahayli v'nechlei. So what's the problem? Bring it back in. The nava mechitzos. The nifrke redeem it. The yom harava mechitza lechol daraisa mechitza ligla d'rabanan. V'chigaz d'rabanan ki yisla mechitzos. K'das na mechitzos lo gaz d'rabanan. Right? Same shakal v'tariya. Lo plug rabanan. The rabanan didn't make any chilukim. And therefore, once it got kedusha, it got kedusha. Even though it's only on a d'rabanan level. Ihachi ma'ar ye'ein bo sheva pruta afilu yesh bo nami. So that if it's all one case, so why does the Braisa talk about a case of ein bo sheva pruta? Even yesh bo sheva pruta. What's the chiddush of ein bo sheva pruta? The Gemara says, lo mi boi ka'amar. No, it's saying a not only chiddush. Lo mi boi yesh bo, not only if it has a sheva's prutas worth of ma'aser sheni. To cult dun le mechitzas, do the mechitzas, do give it kedusha then. It's something significant and it absorbs the kedusha of the walls. Aval ein bo ema lo cult dun le mechitzas, but you might say, something that's less than a shavah pruta, it's not significant at all, and it does not get the kedusha of ma'aser sheni. Kamash malan. Even though it's in shavah pruta, it gets the kedusha of ma'aser sheni. Period. See, there's a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, the Rambam paskins in Vav Tezvav and Vav Tezayin, very famous Rambam about the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and kedusha of Yerushalayim. The Rambam says, Niskashe b'kedusha ubamen niskashe b'kedusha rishona shekisha shlomo shu kiddush azar v'yushalayim l'shaitza v'kiddush hasan la'asilavo. Yerushalayim's kedusha is eternal from the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Lefichach makriven karbanas kulan avabisha insham bayis banui. The shita's a Rambam. We should have a separate shiur on this. You could give karbanas bezman hazeh even without a base of mikdash. The Rambam says if we could all be makadish matayr ourselves and we'll get rid of whatever's over there. By Mashiach should come, and whatever way we could get the makom hamizbeach again, which is mechuvan exactly, we could bring makarbanis bezman hazeh. Right? You don't need a base hamigdash. V'ochlin kachi kachim b'chol ha'azara v'afal v'ishi chareva v'ini mukavas mechitza. Here it is. V'ochlin kachim kalam ha'maiser sheni b'chol Yerushalayim afal p'shein sham choma. Says a beferish. You could eat kachi kalam ha'maiser sheni in Yerushalayim even though there is no wall. That's a problem. That's against our Gemara. Right, so the Rambam says, what's the Rambam talking about? Our Gemara says, nafal mechitzas. Right, so what's the Rambam talking about? That's one Rambam. There's another Rambam. The Rambam says that you're only allowed to eat it bifnei habayis. Right, in Ma'aser Sheni, in Beis in Ma'aser Sheni. He says, eido nechal b'Yerushalayim ela bifnei habayis. How do you put the two Rambams together? So what exactly, how do you work out this Rambam? So all the Achronim get into the action here, trying to figure out what does the Rambam mean that you could eat it even without the kedusha. So says the Merkeves HaMishnah that again just to mention two of them. Merkeves HaMishnah says afilu ein sorech b'mechitzah l'achidas ma'aser sheni mikamakom im huknas ha'ma'aser bein ha'mechitzas asa lo'ochlo shelo b'toch ha'mechitzas. You're right. You don't need the walls like the Rambam says, and therefore if you have ma'aser sheni that you bring up to Yerushalayim, you could eat it there. But once ma'aser sheni was in the mechitzas of Yerushalayim and then they fall down, that's worse. That's what our Gemara is talking about. Nafal mechitzas. Nafal mechitzas means it was in Yerushalayim when it had mechitzas, when it had the walls. And then it felt as worse because it was already in the parsha of eating it b'mechitzas Yerushalayim. So that's worse. Even though Mikra Din, you wouldn't need it. Okay, that is the that's one answer. The Mikdash Dovin has another answer. Okay, but that's let's continue. I'm sorry, we started a little late today, so we have to continue and have another meeting at 8. So we gotta go a little further. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. But know this more in that Rambam. Tana Rabbanan, im go yigal ish mi ma'asro v'lo kol ma'asro, when somebody redeems from their ma'aser, mi ma'asro v'lo kol ma'asro, from their ma'aser and not all their ma'aser, pra'la ma'aser sheni sh'im bo sheva pruta. What is this excluding? Ma'aser sheni that's less than a sheva pruta. I mean, if you have such a tiny amount of ma'aser sheni, so then you cannot redeem it. If you have a tiny amount of ma'aser sheni, you got to bring it up to Yerushalayim. You cannot redeem it onto a coin. Itmar, Ravami Amar Ein Bo, Ravasi Amar Ein Bechomsho. What needs to be a Sheva Pruta? The Meiser Sheni or the Chomesh that you add on to the Meiser Sheni? Ravami says, Ein Bo. Ein Bo, if the Meiser Sheni itself does not have a Sheva Pruta, that's the problem. Ravasi says, even more, even if your Meiser Sheni has a Sheva Pruta, but if it's a fifth, if 25% of it does not have a Sheva Pruta, so then that's also no good. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Bo, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Ein Bechomsho. So Meisvei, let's just quote a question and answer on this. Meisvei Sheni Shem Hashem Pruta Dayusha Yomar Hu Bechomsho Mechol Amos Harishonos. The Brisa says Meisvei Sheni that it is less than a Shem Pruta. It's enough that in and its Chomesh you deconsecrate onto the money. So Bishlam Alaman Dama Ein Bechomsho. If you say it's Ein Bechomsho, not in its Chomesh, Hainu Dektanu Dayo. Then when I say the word Dayo, it seems to be telling you a Chiddush. It's enough of this. The afagav de bididei isvei kiva de bechumshi leka shapir. Dayu is telling you a chiddush. So this is a huge chiddush to say that the chomesh needs to be shavet pruta. So that's why we understand the lashon of dayo. El lamanda amar ainbo my dayo. But according to the mandar ainbo, that's the what's the dayo? This is the din that you need a shavet pruta's worth of maaser sheni. So what do you mean dayo? It's enough to have this. So kasha, we don't answer that question. Period. Okay, tomorrow we're going to talk more about the chomesh. And maybe if we have time, we'll talk more about we'll see how jam packed tomorrow's daf is. We'll talk more about Kishul Shaita, Kishul Asav Lavo, the other Rambam that we had just mentioned. Again, by the Hashem, just a scheduling note from here from Beit Shemesh, this year we'll continue by the Hashem through Sunday. Then I'll need a couple days off in terms of the traveling, and then not exactly which day this year we'll pick up again, but later next week or Sunday, the following Sunday. But we'll see, and then Beth Hashem for it'll be the summer version of the daf from Camp Masora, and then Beth Hashem, the end of August, we'll be back in Beit Shemesh, Beth Hashem. But next couple of days, we're Beth Hashem here.